I have always loved this quote by Anne Wigmore. The food you eat can either be the safest and most powerful form of medicine or the slowest form of poison. In a time when research is so easily at our fingertips, we should know more to live better. But sadly, data shows that really isn't the case. Welcome to WonderCast, a community collaborative podcast supporting families navigating the complexities of chronic illness. WonderCast is brought to you by the generous sponsorship of Texas Oncology. Texas Oncology, more breakthroughs, more victories, experts in cancer care. Today we meet Yolanda Calle, nutritional health coach with Natural Grocers here in Austin, Texas. Tune in as she highlights the incredible resource of integrating natural and conventional medicine to achieve optimal wellness. This is Yolanda.
I'm Yolanda Calle. I work as a nutritional health coach at Natural Grocers. My requirements and my credentials for doing this position are pretty lofty. They expect a lot from us. So I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, acupuncture and oriental medicine from South Baylor University in Los Angeles. And I graduated in 2016. So I have a bachelor's in education. So I teach, was a teacher for a long time. And I did basically started getting into acupressure and Chinese medicine as a massage therapist on the side when I was teaching. So I was always multitask, always known a lot about the interactions and the integration of any kind of herbal medicine or alternatives, homeopathic tinctures, extracts, that kind of things. Used them in my own life. I don't take things on face value. I always do my due diligence, and that's what I teach. I've been doing it a long time.
That's really impressive. Now, I know you went to school in the LA area. Have you been in the Austin area for a while now?
I have. I moved here in 2016. I followed my 30-year-old son, who loves it here, but I'm a native Californian, so it was hard to get me out of California. Really hard to get me out of California.
The Texas summers do not make it easy, that's for sure.
My goodness, no.
I am glad that you're here with us today and sharing a little bit more about what it is that you do. And if you are comfortable, I would love for you to share a little bit about Natural Grocer for people who are listening who maybe don't live in the area or aren't aware of kind of the work that you do there. And that might be a good launching point for us.
Okay. So this is a unique position in a grocery store, number one, and it's actually our founding principle since 1955, literally. We have five principles, and the first one is community education, nutritional education. And so they make this position available to the public for free. So I see folks in lots of different ways, but I can see them in this office where I am right now. We talk about any topic under the sun. I am not a licensed registered dietitian. I am a nutritional health coach certified through Natural Grocers. So there's a lot of laws and a lot of things that you have to tiptoe through in natural medicine. But one of them is, it's called DSHEA. So in order to be DSHEA compliant, at the top levels in Colorado, we have a whole department of registered dietitians, and they write all of our coaching documents. They write all of our customer literature files. I have a four-drawer file cabinet full of articles that are, you know, backed up with evidence, backed up with references on every topic from A to Z, right? I also go out and I teach classes in the community, like at companies. I can go to state offices. I can do a lot of corporate teaching and lunch and learn work. So I'm the closest thing to a registered dietitian. I'm kind of like someone working under their license, right? For example, if I was in a chiropractor's office and I was a massage therapist, I'd be working under that chiropractor's license. We just listen. And with my master's in Chinese medicine, that's a medical degree. So I understand how the body works. I understand all the mechanisms of action, structure and function of the body. And then I can interconnect to that individual what they need. Some people need a certain amount of something, and I would know that, but I don't have to dosage. I can't give dosages. I just say, you know, if you have digestive issues, this would be a good amount to take. Taking it lower amounts can be helpful for X, Y, and Z, right? So there's just a language about it. It's legal. So that's how we are able to do this in a, again, a responsible, equitable, professional way. And again, to help our customers trust the products that they're buying, but buy the appropriate and the right products, you know, not spend money on things they, their potty can't use. And I'm a big fan of not just saving money, but really being more equitable about it, being more mindful of our dollars, you know.
I love the focus on the integrity. It's not like you are seeking a profit for this. You are here to be an educator and to support people in their wellness journeys. And I think that is so authentic and accountable. The world needs more of that. I wish more stores had that as a foundation in their pillar as well.
Right. With no less qualification, with no, in fact, more. A lot of times people come to me from a, you know, $500 nutritionist and they're like, this is, why isn't this working? Or why is my hair falling out? Literally, somebody's like, she had me on this and my hair is falling out. Why? I can't speak to that. You know, it's just, we try to be as, again, very professional and we don't go against doctor's orders or anything, but it's like, I know exactly how the body works. I know how to go about that. That's what's really nice about being able to do a deeper dive with folks and do that hour long consultation. We're living in a micro world when we do food and supplement. People don't realize that too much of a good thing is too much, for example, right? So you want to know what the balance needs to be. So it has to always be this allostatic. So the allostatic has to do with the food and nutrients that are balancing to get us to homeostasis, right?
So many of our listeners with Wonders and Worries do have someone in their family that either has a chronic illness or has maybe been living with cancer and is currently in remission or has heart disease, long ongoing treatment plans in place. And I have found that so many physicians now are recognizing that coupling of nutrition and medicine to be able to get the best potential and the strongest outcome that's positive for patients. And I love that featuring you on here allows us to kind of dive in a little bit to what you see in the community as being helpful for people when they are making these choices with medications, what to partner with, what changes they can make in their everyday diet and households that can affect better immunity, better energy, subdue some of the side effects that they would see with medications. I think that that's wonderful.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. Because medicine does exactly what medicine is supposed to do. Does a really good job at clearing the decks. Problem is, for example, you know, we need bacteria, but we don't need bad bacteria, right? So you take an antibiotic and that is fine. It will kill everything though, all the good and the bad. So a doctor will prescribe hardcore antibiotic to kill something. And they will say right on top of it, go get a probiotic. That's where I come in, is how to take it then. Like, will this antibiotic kill everything every time I take it? Yes, everything that's in your body. If you're taking a probiotic, yeah, it'll clear that out. So you're wasting $50. So I always let people know how to do their natural with their chemical so that they can let the chemical do its job. You know, same with kidney disease, anything, right? Just let it do its job. But you're in the business of wellness, right? They're in the business of disease. So we can't live in the same room. I like that. I like now that because of the nature of education now with naturopathy and acupuncture and Orient medicine, and we're getting better at understanding medically what needs to happen when someone is seeing a doctor. I don't ever worry or shame anyone about making those choices. You know, if they need it, do it. I will help your body to heal after it. Like, I'm here for you through it. And I'm not afraid of cancer. Cancer has definitely scared us a lot. And I give that hope to people too.
Now, people that come to you and say, I'm wanting to make a healthy life change in regards to my foods, how do they start even knowing what they need to be looking for?
Well, first, what we do is on our intake, I do a lot of teaching and educating about balance in the body. What does that mean? What exactly is that, right? It's a basal balance. It's alkaline. We hear more about alkaline all the time because of alkaline water, but it's alkaline and acid. So we need both, and we need them both in balance. If the body has too much acid on the inside, acid tends to, right? It will kill things. It kills cells. It will create an environment that's hostile to health, but it needs to be there to kill off things. So we need it in balance. Certain things, I'll talk a lot about the difference between salt and sugar. For example, I just try to get real simple. So sugar is acidic. Salt is alkaline. So this is where those teachable moments come in. That's where we start. We have a lot of literature on blood sugar and balanced eating for that reason, because if we're eating a high carbohydrate, even if it's healthy carbohydrates, even if it's, you know, fruit without the yogurt or something without a protein, we need to learn about combining food, basically biochemical eating, so to speak. It's how the body works. We need all of these aspects to our cells. We need those amino acids. So they're found in protein only. There's protein in vegetables, but which vegetables? So I teach alkaline acid. This looks like a really high acid diet. It's promoting inflammation, right? We want to come back a little bit. I'm not going to take everything away, but we're going to get into putting more protein in there to offset all of that carbohydrate, all of that sugar conversion. And then we're going to see again where we're at there. It's getting it back to balance. That's my approach.
So if somebody comes to you, the first thing that they do would be to set up an intake appointment. Do they do that online or do they do that just by coming into the store?
Yeah, you have options. So you can, there's a QR code on my card. They can take a picture of it. If they don't have a camera, aren't comfortable or familiar with that, they can just walk in my office. I can book them. I have a bookings calendar. This is really a fun feature since COVID, but you can go to naturalgrocers.com. Look up, there's a page for nutrition education, scroll down to the state and the store, and you can set up an appointment. And anyone can talk to me in any state that we exist in. So that means if there's stores in Bismarck, Idaho, we have NHCs there, but if they just want to get another perspective, like you can see one of us every month. So that's a new feature because virtual is available. And even through the phone. So if my laptop doesn't work, I will do phone meetings. I can send documents, all the documentation. So what we do is because there's a lot of information and it's hard to retain it all. So we'll send those documents out or we go over them together in the office. A lot of people want us to, fix five things at once. And I really try to root out what's the most important thing to start with.
I really love that because a lot of what we hear when so many of our parents are diagnosed with any sort of chronic illness, typically it comes very suddenly and they go to the doctor and discover that, no, you have cancer, you have heart disease, you have diabetes, and they feel like they are just thrown into this information storm trying to basically become experts on something they never thought they would have to be experts on. So it is nice that they have this supplemental person, because I think the fear is what we hear people saying, well, I just don't want to go to somebody else and them tell me something different. And I think it's important to note that natural health coaches or nutritional health coaches of any sort, they're coming alongside your medical plan to give you the support to help you feel better. Would you say that's true? It's not that you are going to ever hear what someone is saying and be like, oh, nope, that's wrong. It's, okay, I hear that your doctor has prescribed this. We have this option to help support you as your body either digests that medication or to rebuild positive gut bacteria or to help with inflammation. Is that kind of correct?
In my practice, yeah. That's why Natural Grocers is different. Sometimes if someone really wants to know who to trust, I will tell them what to listen for. Because as a consumer, I'm just saying, if you go on YouTube and you listen to people and they're just making all these claims, that's the fear that we have. A lot of fear is really charismatic people right now are not qualified to make the claims that they're making, basically taking people's lives in their hands. And I just think it's completely irresponsible. So we talk about it a lot in our meetings. We'll pull out the letters. the FDA. The FDA will send letters to people and tell them cease and desist, stop talking like that. You're acting as a doctor without a license. This is illegal. And people don't even realize that that's a thing. Like they're just deciding, okay, I'm just going to you know, cures cancer because I took it once and it worked.
So for people listening, how do they determine whether or not the person that's giving them nutritional care or guidance, what do they need to be looking for to make sure that person is accredited appropriately or basically has the expertise and the knowledge to be able to share what they're saying?
You know, Julie, what I would probably, I think I'm coming from a personal space of this is, you know, it's almost like a logical thing. If you hear the same thing from three or four people, then it's probably right. If you start hearing different things from different people, you're going to start to worry. Does that make sense? Like, it's just straight up, that would be my first life red flag. Okay, this person that I heard on YouTube just said X, Y, and Z, and you're saying the total and complete opposite. Why are you different? And, you know, really not get in their faces, it's hard because, again, they're in a disease state, so they're pretty vulnerable, right? Or it'll be the opposite. When they're in that disease state, fighting for their lives, and they want the real deal, and they're a little irritated, right? But it's in their rights to say, tell me why, back that up. Tell me why, you know, and I can do that. We have built a full library of referenced articles, referenced claims that we make. You can read it right on the bottle. That's another thing. Just going back is a lot of these companies are making their own products and they're not actually registered with the FDA. You know, they're making claims that aren't backed up by science that is in the medical journals. I'm talking medical journals, not just some article somewhere, right? It's, you know, studies. If you read it right off of the bottle, and there are certain bottles, I actually do this a lot on the aisles, is which brands are the best, as I always get, right? And I'm like, all of our brands are triple certified. We are like the gold, triple gold standard of certification of products. So shop here. If you don't know about pricing, take a picture of this product and find this where you normally shop. If you can't find these brands, then you probably shouldn't buy that product, is really what I say to people. I know this is kind of a rambling answer, but so many ways to cut out the noise, right?
And I think that's probably the part that's most overwhelming, is learning how to filter the noise versus the resources. And I think that that is something that is exhausting. I can imagine, especially if you're navigating medical staff giving input, family members giving input, like it's an exhaustive thing.
Number one, we want to be considered a trusted resource. You have to know how the body works. Understanding that knowledge and conveying that knowledge is what we do. I'm just really proud of where I work. I'm proud of being here, you know.
I think that's amazing. For someone listening that's thinking, I can't even afford my surgeries or my medications, or I've had to step back from work because of my illness, if they come to you, are there options for them that are affordable to be able to find natural, healthy ways to support medicine routine or whatever their doctor has prescribed? Is that a possibility with having limited income?
I do believe so. Where I go there... is to multivitamins, to be honest, because, you know, the days of Flintstone Centrum vitamins are basically over. They're still on the shelves. That's not a nutritional supplement. I am a big believer, and that's one of our four founding, that's like our pillars of health, is at the top of the pillar of health. What we suggest, we call them foundationals, is a multivitamin. And there's tons of different ones. So we, again, simplify it by recommending what would work for that person in particular. Then you've got, I mean, seriously, you could get amino acids, antioxidants, anti-inflammatories, all the B vitamins, help for brain support, glucose support, all of it can be in a multivitamin. And that's like probably upwards of maybe 50, 60 for a month's worth.
Yeah, there is still the possibility to reap the benefits of natural resources with a limited income.
Oh, yeah. Food is medicine. And that's what I love to teach to people is make your breakfast count, like make your lunch count. When you are hungry, make it count. To me, that's on a budget, right? You're buying eggs. You're going to make every one of those eggs count, right? I'm very sensitive to that because I raise kids on a budget and it's like, yeah, I know how to do this. I've done it myself and I know where to go. I want us to be there for people and meet them where they're at and have resources that are valid to them, not just random articles that we found on Google, you know?
Have you seen correlations between illnesses more with certain foods that people eat?
Most of the time, yes. But when you add stress on top of even a healthy person, right, that works out every day, that eats really well, that they're stressed, that is a person who is high risk. We're meant to deal with a certain amount of stress. You know, we always have been, right? We've been running from dangers all through our existence. However, it seems like there used to be such a big lapse. I'm going to use a metaphor between, you know, rush hour traffic in the morning and night, you know, and there's such a shorter window now where, you know, there's maybe a two hour, depending on the city you live in, where there's no traffic. And that's what stress is like, where there's such a short window in our lives for non-stressful situations, and that your body autonomically on its own, systemically, the whole part of it is dealing with that, with or without you. And we expect to do things it's not capable of doing.
Well, and I think that it hits everybody now. Even we see children where we can think back to our own childhoods. Sure, you have trauma and you have events that happen in your life, but the level of stress that some of these children are carrying now, I feel like is so different than what was even mirrored in my own. So they're not just having intense stress. They're having the longevity of childhood to adulthood stress that they never learned how to balance.
That's a really, really good point. And it was heightened during COVID because, I mean, I was getting mother after mother after mother in there with, I mean, I had a 14-year-old that was full on alopecia, no hair. And the dad and mom, it's a complete autoimmune response. And otherwise healthy 13, 14-year-old, right?
I'm grateful that we have you in our community because I feel like it's great, a great resource for so many of our families and our listeners. So if you live in the Austin area or the greater Austin area, come see you. Which location would they find you at?
I am at the North Lamar location. I'm in Austin proper in the triangle. So that's meaning we're right between Lamar. Our street address is Lamar and Guadalupe. So, Natural Grocers, North Lamar, we have 4 locations. We have NHCs at each. And again, we have all the literature at each location. So if you're out of state, you just know that we are your resource for health information.
Now, I want to be mindful of your time because I know it's a busy workday for you as well. Is there anything else that you would like to share that you feel like I failed to mention or that you just didn't feel like you got a chance to share?
Burgers every day is going to give you a heart attack. Of course it is. But guess what? Maybe not. I mean, grandma might have eaten or drank, you know, bourbon all her life and she lived to be 90. How's that? Maybe she didn't have as much stress.
It's not just the food. It's looking at your whole picture of wellness.
Because our cells, we're pretty tough. Our cells are pretty tough. They're ready to go. We were built for action. We just have to understand how to run this thing. Right? So I always talk about that. We have to learn how to run this biological machine that we've been put in. We have to understand how it works. We have to treat it the way it needs to be treated when, take your downtime. And downtime is not just, you know, downtime is a lot of things.
Thank you for tuning in to our podcast today. Please subscribe and continue to check back as our content is ever evolving. For questions or specific content-related requests, please send an email to podcast@wondersandworries.org.